A notable Lansing area choir is observing its 50th anniversary this year. The Earl Nelson Singers are celebrating half century of spirituals with a concert in downtown Lansing on Monday. WKAR's Melissa Benmark checked in with the director of the group and her husband, who's a member, for some of their musical memories.
My name is Verna Holly, and I have been in the group since 1975. Two or 73, I can't really remember exactly, but we came to Lansing in 1970, and we were looking for things to do, groups to align ourselves with, and we found out about the Nelson Singers, and we both joined that group, and we've been with it ever since. When I first joined, I was a singer. Then later on, I became the accompanist, and then later on after that, I became the director. So it's been a fun journey, and working with the group has been a real plus in my life.
I'm Melvin Holly. I'm a bass, and of course, we've been with the group since late 1972, and it has been a joy because I come from a family of singers. We met a friend, teacher, by the name of Rosetta West, and she was insistent, you must be a part of the group. And we sought to join, and at that time they had an auditioning process, and nobody called us to tell us whether we were in or not, and so we didn't go back until the next time we saw Rosetta, and she really, get back there. And so that's how we happened to be apart for so many years.
What are your thoughts on having something like that be a part of your life for that many years? What does it feel like to you? Is it comfort? Is it something to look forward to? What are your thoughts?
It's a comfort to me, and sometimes the words of the songs just come into my mind, sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes in the middle of the day. I love the harmony. I think that was created because I was in my high school choir, and we sang four-part classical literature. We did not sing spirituals that I can recall, but we sang the Handel Messiah and works similar to that. And so it created a real desire for me to continue singing this wonderful harmony, and the Nelson Singers certainly fulfilled that. We sing the classical arrangements of the spirituals. And most of them are arranged to fit the mood or the text of the spiritual. And so that is certainly a real plus with me. Sometimes the spirituals are made fun of or jazzed up that do not really fit the song appropriately. But that has been fulfilling for me. And it's a real comfort.
Made fun of in what way?
Many of the spirituals use a dialect that is similar to the way we as a people learn language. That's one of the reasons why sometimes it's thought of as funny. Funny also in the sense that fun can be made of. Why do you sing in dialect and not in precise English? Well, we weren't exposed to precise English in learning it. That's one of the reasons why we think of the Nelson Singers as a large family. We are a multicultural group and made up of singers, those who are accomplished singers, as well as those who are bathtub singers. And so sometimes we have to work with that. And we've found that to be the thing that it's kind of the glue for all of us.
Oh, run along, children, and be baptized. There's a mighty pretty meeting by the water's side. Honor, honor, unto the dying land. Oh, run along, children, and be baptized. There's a mighty pretty meeting by the water's side. Honor, honor, unto the dying land.
Even the closest family sometimes will get on each other's nerves a little bit. Do you sometimes think maybe this is too long to be singing?
I don't think so. Matter of fact, we just lost a man who I stood next to, sang with, since 1972. He passed away last year. And it has been quite an adjustment for me, because I could tell his breathing patterns. I knew when he would run out of breath, as he, of course, he was older than I, so I'm so young. But it was a joy to be next to him all of those years. And he had been at the group, with the group, since about 1968. So many of the things that I learned within the group sort of patterned him. If he sang, I sang. If he didn't sing, I didn't sing. I didn't make any sound at all. And we find others, when they find a group and would like to sing with the Nelson Singers, it's a learning pattern. Some people are frightened away because, well, we know all of these songs, and they have to learn them. And sometimes it's overwhelming. But as in any family, we learn. Yeah.
The group was formed during a time of a lot of adversity in the country. My understanding is that the first concert of the Earl Nelson Singers was a couple days after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And there have been a lot of times of adversity since then. Singing is so personal. Have there been times when you've gone into a rehearsal and looked at each other and said, we're going to sing something else because we can't sing what we're supposed to be practicing right now? It's just too much.
Well, there are varying songs. For instance, on our concert that's coming up next Monday, we are singing a song called A City Called Heaven. And the text is, sometimes I am tossed and driven. Sometimes I don't know where to go. I've heard of A City Called Heaven, and that phrase alone kind of gives you a lift. It gives you hope. And so our repertoire is varied. Sometimes there are songs of sorrow. I've been buked and I've been scorned. I've been talked about, show as you born. But then the final stanza says, ain't gonna lay my legend down. And so there is hope in spite of how I've been treated or how I view my situation. We sing a variety of moods, and that helps.
I understand that Earl Nelson is coming back from Florida for the 50th anniversary celebration.
Yes, he has agreed to come, and he's excited about it. And of course, he's very pleased that, you know, we still use his name for the name of the group. And he will be directing some of the pieces that he was doing when he was the director, and also will talk a little bit about how the group got started. So we're looking forward to it, and we expect it to be a gala occasion, and it should be one of a kind.
Do you have any memories of singing under Earl Nelson?
Earl, as he would characterize the particular song by telling the scriptural story and forgot to tell the group what song he was talking about. And he turned and gave the downbeat, and not a sound came out of the choir because no one knew what song are we going to sing. And that's a fun way to remember.
What did you do?
Nothing. We stood there, and he gave the downbeat, and not a sound came out of any of the singers' mouths because they didn't know what song. And he recovered by telling us we're going to sing this particular song. And, of course, he turned to tell the audience as well, you know. So we were trained.
Melvin Holly is a longtime member of the Earl Nelson Singers. We also heard from his wife, Verna Holly, who directs the group. They spoke with WKAR's Melissa Benmark. Monday's concert is at 7:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Lansing.